Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we visit Seville in the heart of Spain's Andalusian region. Known as the home of tapas and flamenco, the city's food culture continues to thrive. Owner of A Question of Taste food tours, Roger Davis shows Monocle's Matilda Marozzi where to eat and drink in Seville's El Arenal neighbourhood.
We're in the centre of Seville, in an area called the Arenal. This name comes from the fact that this was a sandy area outside the city walls, because in Spanish the word arena means sand. And it's become a great area for little food places, old delis, bars that once sold wine from enormous old ceramic containers. So we're going to visit a few of these places during this morning.
Now, Roger, can you tell us about the first place you've brought us to?
Yes, this is a place called Casa Moreno. It's one of the few places left, which is a kind of a delicatessen with a bar attached to it. There were quite a few of these around. There were still quite a few when I first arrived in Seville, but most of them now have closed. I think it's very difficult for a delicatessen to sort of make a profit now with so many supermarkets and so forth. But this is a really great place. It's a real locals place. You hardly ever see anyone who's not from Seville in the bar here, because you just don't know there's a bar behind the shop.
Well, when you walk along the street, it's in a narrow side street, you know, with cobblestones and orange trees out the front, and you just see a selection of different hams, salamis, there's a Spanish omelette on the bar and biscuits, but you can't even, when you first walk in the shop, see that there's somewhere to sit and maybe grab a drink or a bite to eat.
Yeah, unless you have inside knowledge, you wouldn't know about it. And anything they sell in this shop, there's a lot of very high-end bottled and tin products you can eat in here. So if you see something you like here, you can have it at the bar, at the back, with a glass of wine, with a beer, whatever you fancy.
Fantastic. Where will our next stop be?
The next stop we're going to go to, I think, will be a bar which was opened originally by people from the north of Spain. In fact, there's an expression here, they call them montañeses, and they were people who came from the north of Spain, a lot of them in the 19th century, who opened up little establishments. And we're going to one which is close to here.
Fantastic. So can you describe what it looks like in the bar we're in?
We're in a very, very famous bar called La Flor de Taranto. This is one of the best places to have ham. We've got hams hanging up in front of us. We've got a guy there whose job it is to cut ham, to cut cheese. Another thing that they have which is really good in here, they're very good anchovies. And they have a really good selection of wines, including a lot of very good wines from Jerez, because, of course, we are just an hour away from what is the centre for sherry, something which is catching on again, fine sherry.
When you come to Spain, you often think of the ham or the jamón. How do you know if it's a really good one? Because there's a big price differential between some of the cheaper jamón and the more expensive, either Serrano or Iberico.
There are two main hams, of course, as you just said. Jamón Serrano can be made from any breed of white pig. It's salt-cured, as is the Iberian ham. Now, the Iberian pig is a different breed of animal. The best hams come from pigs that are free-range. And one of the major differences, apart from all the external physiological differences, is you get fat infiltration into the muscle of the animal, which doesn't happen with other breeds of pig. So these free-range animals, during a period of about 3 months, eat a lot of acorns. And acorns give the ham a very nutty flavor, a very sweet flavor, and acorns are very rich in oleic acid, which is the main fatty acid content of olive oil. So it's all monounsaturated fat. So as well as being really nice, it's also very good for you.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
And I understand that cutting the ham is a profession, it's a trade. Yeah, that
he's
is
a professional ham cutter.
Can he tell us what's the difference between an amateur ham cutter and someone who is really good?
Sí, me ha preguntado qué diferencia hay entre una persona que corta el jamón que no es profesional.
A professional ham cutter normally has all his fingers. And it's about presenting the ham, cutting the ham thinly. Because if you're not professional, you might cut the slices too thickly, and then people don't like them, because the ham has to be cut thin to really enjoy it. And also that the pieces you cut should be of a similar size, so when you present them to the customer, It looks nice. You want to eat it.
Mayor cantidad de raciones de jamón.
And when you're having a good jamón, what should it taste like when you eat it?
First of all, the ham should not be dry. The ham should have a kind of sheen to it. There should be a lot of infiltration in the ham. So when you taste it, the ham has a sweet flavor, a very persistent flavor, and it just remains in your mouth long after you've eaten it.
19 años y todavía no aprendió a cortar jamón, ¿eh?
Yeah, he said he's been cutting ham for 19 years and he's still learning.
So we've wound our way through some more of the thin Spanish streets, which are maybe just big enough to get a very small car through, and arrived at another bar. And I, first thing I'm drawn to is these big, are they ceramic vats?
Yeah, they're in Spanish they're called tinajas, because where we are now is a bar called Casa Morales. It was established in 1850, principally for selling wine. So until the middle part, 1986, people used to come here with their container and they have it filled up with wine. And they used to supply a lot of bars as well, because as you can see here, there's quite a lot of space for wine storage.
They're almost like a big pot with a kind of woven lid on the top, and they would be at least two times the height of most people. They're quite huge.
Yeah, they're enormous. I think they each hold around at least about 6,000 litres, I think, something like that.
Why would you come to this place? What do you look forward to when you get here?
Well, this bar's got a lot of things going for it. I mean, just the atmosphere. You come in a bar and you've got these old wine containers. It's like a piece of history. They have a great selection of wines in here. They have a very long wine list of wines by the glass. And they have a very big range of classic sort of tapa dishes, things like spinach and chickpeas, pork cheeks, different kinds of cheeses, anchovies which have been cured in vinegar, potatoes in garlic mayonnaise, all very traditional things in Spain.
Nos pone una tapa de tortilla.
So we're at a wooden bar at Casa Morales and we've ordered four tapas. Can you explain to me what we've got in front of us?
Okay, first of all, we've got what's a very typical tapa throughout Spain, which is a Spanish omelette, which of course is made with potatoes, egg and onions. But it's a very thick omelette. I would say this is about 3 inches thick at least. Next to that, then we have a very typical thing we have here. They're like kind of mini toasted sandwiches. And this is with smoked cod and salmorejo. Salmorejo is like a kind of a thicker version of a gazpacho, which you can use as a spread. Then next we have carriada, which are the cheeks from the Iberian pig. And then we have something which is quite typical of the northwestern part of Spain, which is an empanada, which is like a kind of a filo kind of pastry with a filling in the middle. In this case, it's filled with tuna.
What should we try first?
Well, why not go for a little bit of the Spanish omelette?
Tastes like it's being cooked in beautiful olive oil. It's soft, yes. And you've got, it feels like the onion and the potatoes have sat in the egg for a while to kind of soak up the flavor.
Yeah, what you do first of all, you chop up your potatoes into small pieces and your onion. You don't fry in olive oil, you poach it in olive oil. So what you want to do is for the potatoes and the onions to go soft, but not to fry on the outside. Then you beat your eggs up and then you put your onions and your potatoes when they're ready in there, mix it in, and you leave it for a while. So actually, even the egg starts cooking before you've even put it in the pan.
And we've got the tuna empanada. So it looks like it's got the pastry on the top and bottom and tuna and tomatoes.
Yeah, maybe some pepper in the middle.
It's really quite warm soft and the balance is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a dish you can eat warm or cold.
What's the name for the little toasted sandwiches?
Yeah, they call them montaditos in Spanish. Montadito.
The chickpea spread seems to be really thin and the salted cod kind of goes beautifully with it. I wouldn't have thought to do it before.
It's a wonderful combination. The place we were in before, they do this amazing combination of the cured anchovies with evaporated milk. It sounded to me as it was quite disgusting until I tried it, and it really works.
And the last tapa we've got is the Iberico ham cheek?
Yes, the pork cheeks, yes, which has become a very popular dish. A lot of people cook it at home. I mean, it's one of these dishes you need to cook for some time.
So it's a small piece of pork. It's quite dark. It looks almost what the colour you'd expect of beef, I guess, on top of some potatoes with a small side of bread. And that's just fallen apart when you've put the knife into it. It's wonderfully soft. It's quite surprising for pork. It's not what you'd expect.
Iberian pork is, for me, a completely different meat.
Has the food scene changed a lot over the last 30 years in Seville?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more what we would call kind of gastro bars, which are sort of tapas bars, but with food which is more elaborate. There's been a lot more care taken in the preparation. And in Seville, there are lots of places like this. So we've got a combination between the traditional and the modern, which is a good combination, because you don't always want something that is modern, something you want just a Spanish omelette, you want something which is, you know, has been here for, like, almost like sort of comfort food, which are what I would say traditional tapas are in Spain.
As well as the places that we've seen today, what general advice would you give to people coming to Seville to eat well while they're here?
Go in a bar where there's lots of people. That's always a good sign. And if they're all speaking in Spanish, even better, because the locals are the people who are going to go back again and again.
That was food tour guide Roger Davies showing Monocle contributor Matilda Marozzi around the El Arena neighborhood of Seville. This has been episode number 36 of Food Neighborhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.